This is Ozarks at Large. While there is no clear timeline for when the coronavirus pandemic will end, economists are doing their best to try to predict its impact on Northwest Arkansas and the Arkansas River Valley. The Center for Business and Economic Research at the University of Arkansas released a report last week that gives us an idea of what the sales and job losses will be in the region in a number of industries. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek tells us more about their projections.
Mervyn Jebaraj, the director of the Center for Business and Economic Research at the Sam Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas, says they're in the early days of figuring out the kind of impact the coronavirus pandemic will have on the region.
What we tried to do is look at the industries that are most severely affected. These were businesses that were asked to be closed by the governor or the mayors of the different cities.
Industries like restaurants, bars, nail and hair salons, gyms, other recreational facilities, and hotels.
In part, they were not asked to close, but since travel is essentially ground to a halt, several hotels have indeed suspended operations. And, you know, the few that are remaining are operating at a much lower capacity than they would normally operate at.
Jebaraj says the report is also based on a few assumptions. One is that the outbreak lasts from March until June. In March, business ramped down because of social distancing measures. In June, it ramped up as the outbreak subsided, while the most restrictive directives were in effect in April and May. The other assumption they made is that during those 2 months, sit-down restaurants lost 80% of their business, while gyms and nail and hair salons made no sales because they were shut down. Jebaraj says for the ramp down and ramp up months, they assumed all the businesses in their report made about 50% of the sales they usually do.
And then the assumption about 50% of June is just that. We have to draw a line somewhere as to when we think this will end.
Jebaraj says their estimates of losses are fairly conservative because they looked at what the sales in those business sectors were in 2019 and assumed they would be the same in 2020 when it's possible they could have made more money. And he adds they only examined losses in the four largest cities, Fayetteville, Springdale, Rogers, and Bentonville.
And just within those four cities, it was $200 million worth of lost sales. About $150 million comes from the restaurant sector itself.
According to the report, Fayetteville and Rogers would be the hardest hit by the loss of economic output, with $112 million and $86 million respectively, since they have a greater number of restaurants and bars than the other two cities. With sales losses come job losses, and Jebaraj says they project the region will lose 5,000 jobs. 3,000 of them will be in the restaurant sector.
Hugest hit is really in the restaurant and bar sector. Obviously, the restaurant sales account for a much larger portion of our economy than bars and clubs do, but nonetheless, that's really where we're seeing most of the job losses.
Again, Fayetteville and Rogers would be hardest hit by the job losses. Fayetteville is projected to lose nearly 1,800 jobs, Rogers about 1,400, and Springdale and Bentonville would lose between 800 and 900 jobs each. Jebaraj says additional jobs could be lost indirectly.
When you think about the overall impact on jobs, that's going to be, you know, the places that did business with the hotel, the places that did business, say, the food suppliers, that did business with the restaurant. They're going to see their sales decline as well. They're going to be job losses associated with that and those sectors as well.
With job losses, Jebaraj says there will also be labor income losses. But some of that will be replaced by the unemployment benefits included in the Federal CARES Act that Congress passed last week.
The federal government just passed a bill that is fairly sizable, provides fairly generous unemployment benefits included for, I think about a four-month period. So I think those labor income losses will be replaced in the form of unemployment benefits, but of course those job losses will remain.
Jebaraj says their biggest concern going into the coronavirus pandemic was the permanent closure of businesses like restaurants that regularly operate on very small margins.
No cash on hand to cover rent, utility payments, other fixed costs that they might have, loans that they might have taken out during this time period when they're making no sales.
But Jebaraj says there is some good news in the federal bill in the form of emergency grants and forgivable loans. The bill provides $10 billion for grants up to $10,000 to provide funds for small businesses to cover immediate operating costs. It also allocates $350 billion to the Small Business Administration to provide loans of up to $10 million. Any portion of the loan used to maintain payroll, keep workers on the books, or pay rent, mortgage, and existing debt could be forgiven, provided workers stay employed through the end of June.
Now is the time to provide a lot of education to small businesses about what help is available and what programs are available so that they can take advantage of them quickly and get their employees back working at their establishments, even if they don't really have a whole lot to do right now.
With losses of both sales and labor income, Jebaraj says cities in the state could expect to lose sales tax income, which is used to fund municipal and state operations. The report projects the region will lose $4 million in sales taxes. And while Arkansas now has an internet sales tax, that likely won't be enough.
So it doesn't really change the picture of how much sales tax the city is going to receive in any given month. Because all I've done is substituted whether I buy that in person at the store with buying it online. So it's not additional sales, it's the same amount, and so it's the same amount of sales tax collection.
As far as grocery store sales, Jebaraj says there may have been an increase in sales of certain items during the run-up to the outbreak. But people will buy less later in the year, so on an annual basis, it's not likely those sales will amount to more in taxes than normal.
The piece that is not replaced is obviously the sales at restaurants. So whenever this opens, people are not going to go out and eat for all the times that they missed out eating out in March and April and May.
The governor announced last week the state is already expecting a $353 million hole in its budget this fiscal year, which ends in June. The state is expected to receive $1.25 billion from the federal government for costs related to the coronavirus outbreak. But Jebaraj says that may not cover budget shortfalls.
It's not entirely clear what that $1.25 billion is going to be used for, whether it should be used for health care related measures or if it could be used to plug the budgets that have been devastated by losses in sales taxes. So I think we don't have a lot of information on what those rules are yet.
Jebaraj believes the only way city and state government budgets are going to be made whole again is with help from the federal government, which they got during the recession. But he adds, this pandemic is not that.
You know, it's not a situation that we've had before. In any recession that we've had, there's usually, there's a way to deal with it, which is you send money to households and you encourage them to go spend the money. We can send money to households, except we are not encouraging them to go out and spend the money in the ways that they would normally do it.
The good news, Jebaraj says, is that there was nothing particularly wrong with the economy before the pandemic ground it to a halt. So assuming a lot of businesses and capital are not destroyed in the process, it's possible the economy may return to something close to normal this year.
But again, that entirely depends on how long we have to enact these closures. And so kind of it's very important for people that don't need to be outside to stay home and maintain physical distance from other people so the disease stops spreading. Because if we need to keep doing this for months long, but we're not entirely sure how long we can sustain keeping an economy on ice.
And if that ends up being the case, Jebaraj says they'll have to revise their projections. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
The report also examines the economic impact of the coronavirus on Fort Smith and Russellville together. It projects the River Valley will lose nearly $78 million in sales from the leisure and hospitality, recreation, and personal care service industries this year. Restaurant and food service sales account for more than 80% of those losses. The report also projects sales tax collections from all of those industries could drop by $1.5 million.